Russell Simmons paved the way for this game, a culture vulture. That is, let me tell you, people use that word and to pit people of color against each other because they don't want to look in the mirror and face the mistakes that they made. I'm keeping it 100.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E-Color over here in the side chair.
What's up, y'all?
What's good?
No doubt.
In a minute.
So I'm going to put a disclaimer on it already. I don't know if there's technical difficulties. If there is, we do apologize.
Yes.
Yeah, we spent a half hour trying to get this shit right before we got on here.
Gremlins are back.
No doubt. Good thing we had a warranty.
No doubt.
That shit back. No doubt. Anyway, before I get in, I would be remiss if I didn't say rest in peace to Maya Angelou, who is American author, poet, dancer, and singer. Published 7 biographies, 3 books of essays, and several books on poetry I can continue to read, but this is the type of show where we wouldn't even do her justice other than just to pay due and honor respects on her passing, pretty much, no doubt. And 2, rest in peace to DJ Father Shahid of the Poor Righteous Teachers, who died a week ago, 2 weeks ago, something to that effect. Indeed, so we just want to say rest in peace to that brother, Poor Righteous Teachers. Boy, I tell you what, if we had more groups like that.
Wow.
And anyway, that will lead me right into the first topic of the Hip Hop Digest is, do we expect too much from hip hop?
Uh-oh.
Do we expect too much?
Who is the we that we're talking about first?
Well, we is that the whack-ass Canning of America BET documentary. Totally whack, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now.
You sure about that, B?
Totally whack. But anyway, the person who wrote the article said there's no denying that Public Enemy X-Clan brought the ideas to the table, meaning, you know, obviously Black Power, proud of yourself, you know what I'm saying, with some of the best beats of the era, you know what I'm saying. You know, I'm not going to sit here and just rehash the golden era. Everybody knows that. Just like what you said on the interview series, KRS-One, hip-hop is
something you live.
Rap is something
you do. New.
Hip-hop is something you
live.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So anyway, with all that being said, the writer of the article, basically, he said, with that in mind, you know, are we expecting too much as hip-hop, as this social force? Are we expecting too much, and should we just give way to hip-hop is going to be commercialized and canonized and turned up young boys and the Drake sensitive guys and
turn
the Thugger 3 and all of that shit. It, you know what I'm saying? Why are we expecting more?
I don't think it's a matter of us expecting more. I think, you know, again, we say this all the time. There's always been an aspect of rap music or hip-hop that hasn't been, per se, outside of the radio or outside of the commercial world. What it is, you know, there is music being made that's uplifting and all that kind of stuff, but it just gets no light.
No doubt.
That's the thing.
But the person who's writing the article is basically saying that what we, meaning Hip Hop Digest family, listeners, supporters, and the people who think like us, give it up. This ain't nothing but to be exploited, to be commercialized, to be sold on any level.
And he would be wrong.
Oh.
So he's saying hip hop is just a hoax.
Well, okay. Well, I understand what you think commercial rap.
Yeah, commercial rap is.
You know what I'm saying? This whole as a culture, I think he's writing it's pie in the sky. That's bullshit. This ain't nothing but music, and it's to be sold no matter what package it comes in.
And he's specifically talking about rap. He's not talking about hip-hop.
Well,
he's not talking about the culture.
But see, he's bringing it in like hip-hop, but he's ending it like what it all gets down to. Y'all niggas can talk about hip-hop like, you know, like it's something other than it is.
Then he's wrong.
Okay. No, I'm just...
That's real simple.
We don't agree.
No doubt.
I'm just putting it out there. So, no doubt.
He has some time on his hands.
Exactly. He came up with nothing. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and this goes under, how can I frame the next two topics, I guess? The next three topics.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's not really a TMZ situation, but it's almost like a family court or something.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, Mace banishes his estranged wife from the church after his wife got popped on a DUI. She was twice the legal limit of .008, by the way.
Oh. And he banished her.
He banished her from the church.
I smite thee from the kingdom.
Fuck is that?
Thou shalt get it out of my pocket.
I thought it was all about forgiveness.
That's what it's supposed to be, right?
God. Let's see here.
It's about forgiveness.
While many members think that the church members would come to the defense of the First Lady of Mace's Atlanta church, they believe that she is a hypocrite for getting arrested for DUI, and that proves
it. About half the motherfuckers that was in there criticizing, know they had a sip that week.
Well,
and that also makes Mace single again.
It does. And I don't know what that means. I'm sure that he's already lined up some church members for that. You know, that whole thing, just first of all, is not even rooted in the gospel. You know, come on, B. Everyone knows. You know, if you are without sin, go ahead and throw the first stone.
I got no rock, B. Not one.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest that comes in under a family court situation, if you will. 50 Cent not attending his son's graduation. Let me tell you something, B.
Was he in the hospital?
Nah.
In a coma?
Now, Fitty is on some bullshit with this. And I don't give a fuck. I wish somebody would Twitter in and trying to defend 50 on that shit. Okay, yeah, is his mom a hood rat? Oh, yeah, okay, but that happened before he was famous. They ain't got nothing to do with his son, okay? Son aired him out a little bit on that Twitter shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know Fifth is a little sensitive.
See, there's no
There is no excuse, but you know, he's being consistent. His son probably said some shit, and that pissed him off, and so he ain't fucking with his son.
Okay, but it's your son. Love is unconditional.
Right now, you're talking. Now you're talking
pie in the sky.
Yeah, now you're talking pie in the sky.
Really?
Yeah, come on.
He
man.
Is being who he is.
Come on.
Really swerving. So you mean to
hold up on his bad side and it's fucking
swerving?
You know I am
not fucking with him. That's why I'm going to ask.
But everybody ain't me.
I'm going to ask you. It's your daughter's graduation.
Uh huh.
Let's say you had beef prior to.
Uh huh.
But it's your daughter's graduation.
I'm going to be there. Yamo, be there.
Yamo, be there. Kurt G.
Yeah, you know
hold up, B. You just came from, wasn't even your son's graduation. It was your niece's graduation.
Yes, and I made sure I was there.
Went to Florida.
I was at all my nieces and nephews' graduation.
Okay.
Every one of
so
them.
So here we got Fitty. Okay. Now, granted, the Fitty's mom was on the radio talking about Fitty don't pay for the private school. That just comes out of the child support money.
So he's still paying for it.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah, but the child support money she claimed is minuscule compared to others.
But is he at a private school?
He's at a private school.
Okay. My kid can't go to private school, B.
I didn't think it's about that. It's just about Fitty.
I know, but you're breaking down the money. The money is there.
The money has nothing to do with it.
Right. Nothing.
It's all about him and his personal
right.
shit.
Exactly.
No doubt.
But there's a whole lot of Fitties out there that ain't around for graduations or birthday parties or whatever, B.
That's the reason why we in a boat we in now.
Mm, right.
Exactly.
They just show up at the funeral and had to act like they were there all the time.
Oh, to be honest, my eyebrow didn't raise at it. I just figured, hey, it was part of the course of that dude.
Anyway, so the last topic that goes in under the family court situation is Child Protective Services investigating Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. A photo of Smith's daughter Willow lying in bed with a shirtless 20-year-old actor has sparked an investigation of the Hollywood parents. Let me repeat, the daughter is 13 years old.
And somebody should get a smack.
Now, I don't know the situation.
Not when them Will Smith smack.
Nah,
either.
B, if that situation, if I'm Will Smith, and if I don't know about that, I'm coming in Wifey gonna get a two-piece. Bink, bink.
Oh, this nigga going locked up.
Oh, yeah, because the next topic will be.
Silver bracelet?
Yeah, the next topic. Because the next topic in the headline will be Will Smith locked up for assaulting several people at his Beverly Hills mansion.
Well, Will Smith ain't
the motherfucker. I'm sorry, B. Motherfucking photographer. Bink, bink, bink.
That sounds good.
You know what I'm saying?
You
the motherfucking management,
no
nigga.
Smith.
Every two pieces, another 5 years, my nigga. The management nigga who's on the set with that photo shoot.
Can't
that
no
20-year-old nigga. He's getting fucked up. I'm clearing niggas out.
But why are you clearing niggas out? Let me just ask you. Is this surprising?
I'm
this is a little girl that shaved off half her hair and was all on Twitter being crazy.
She is 13.
Yeah,
laying
wrong.
In the bed with a 20-year-old.
And how did that happen?
Granted, they taking pictures. It
that
might,
happens
it
because
may
parents
or,
are negligent.
Yeah, be you ranting about
let
something
them get
you,
away with whatever the fuck they want to do.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's, it is her parent. It's both
it's
of her
so
parents'
the parents
fault.
Are the ones that need to get fucked
right.
up.
Right. So, if I'm Jada, and let's say Will is the one doing this shit, we need to get some publicity shot, girl.
Yeah, you, might,
you know what I'm saying?
I think they're both complicit.
Oh, yeah. Really? You think they both in?
Dude.
They gotta be.
Gotta.
Damn.
See, she's 13, right?
B, if a 13-year-old, mine, yours, or otherwise, is on some picture shit, and I'm like, what the fuck?
You're talking to me through the cell, B.
You're clearing some shit out.
Absolutely.
But we didn't lay a path for that.
That entails having people around you that can actually speak to you with some kind of sense. Not motherfuckers as yes men and yes women.
Right.
That people that are around you that can actually come to you and be direct. Be like, well, Jada, y'all want some bullshit. Y'all need to get the fuck out of here with that.
They ain't in Philly no more, B.
Fuck out of here with that.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
They ain't in Baltimore.
Damn. Maybe they need to be.
They in Malibu.
Maybe they need to be. No doubt. So anyway, that ends the family court section of the show. That's an outrage to me. I'm not usually outraged by some shit.
Yeah, B, you just got locked up.
I'm just real sensitive
about
quality
law 20, because that is not surprising.
I gotta be honest with you. That type of shit is just really sensitive to me. That's some bullshit.
Hey, again.
That's some shit that niggas
when
get
when she was whipping her hair back and forth.
No, you right.
When she was cutting her hair off and getting
doing
on Twitter and all.
Exactly. I know it.
I'm not saying it's right, but it ain't surprising.
When you want to be your kid's best friend instead of being a parent, this is what happens.
There you go.
So anyway, I'm going to get into this next topic because I really want Kurt G to get into it before he has to leave abruptly. Veterans Day. What we got here is all kinds of veterans going in
on
and at each other. First, we're going to go with the Dame Dash, this is Joey Mandia, Lior Cohen, and Funk Flex. Now, Dame Dash gets on his high horse with this culture vulture shit. Okay?
Sounds good.
You know what I'm saying? He's just hammering niggas that he knows. Now, so you got to remember, all these people know each other. All these people run in the same circles or whatever. So,
used to.
So, you're right, used to.
Dame's not in that circle no more.
So, Dame Dash is running this shit. And then, so shortly thereafter that, excuse me, that beer.
Hello.
Funk Flex.
Golden Monkey.
Funk Flex rant about Dame Dash. Now, the reason why I wanted to get Kurt G involved in this quickly before he leaves is because all of us listen to the Funk Flex go in on Dame Dash.
Yes.
Yep. I listen to that nigga just go on a rant.
And so, basically,
he said he wasn't disrespecting that nigga,
well,
too. That was funny.
Well, that was funny. Yeah, that is funny. Funk Flex is basically calling him a sore loser.
Sore winner.
Because, and then goes out his way to very good to explain how Dame Dash got to start calling himself a cakeaholic.
Mm-hmm.
That these people like Lior Cohen and Joey Mandia wrote checks to this nigga in excess of several millions of dollars so he could get his label off the ground so that he could run around and call himself a cakeaholic and an asshole. Okay, your Funk Flex job laid him out on that.
He had a lot of truth in his statement.
Yeah, he did. There's no question about that.
But
and there is always a but.
There's always an ass in the room.
It was one piece of that audio tape that I totally was like, finally, someone admitted something that they didn't realize they admitted.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Funk Flex, in the middle of that ranting, was like, the situation changed. Music went digital, and then named a bunch of half-ass, and some of these people you may or may not like, it don't matter to me, I don't give a fuck. He just named a bunch of motherfuckers that is signed to Def Jam and other labels who have nothing to do with hip-hop. Matter of fact, don't represent hip-hop one iota. And Funk Flex admitted that he changed to accommodate them ass nuts.
He did.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Exactly. Funk Flex admitted that he changed his entire stilo to accommodate these ass nuts to stay paid.
Yeah, he did.
He did. And so people.
Hence why New York sounds like Atlanta.
Exactly. And hence why, when it gets back to the original hip-hop, you come to the Hip-Hop Digest and you be like, y'all niggas be plan-hating too much. Y'all, because you know what? Because hip-hop, the music of said, has not changed. The Barrel Brothers LP is a good LP. Yeah, it could have been put out in 95.
Yep.
It could have been put out in 2005. So that's okay, there's nothing wrong with that, is it?
Nope. It is if you on that ass nut shit, as you call it. Because you need to change how you do things, and you have to sound like everybody else sounds, or your ass ain't relevant.
Can I mention another thing that he was talking about as far as...
By all means.
Dane became a kickaholic because he got those checks, and he said checks so seriously, right?
Well, but he was being extra dramatic.
Right, of course he was. Of course he was. But the thing about it is, these dudes that wrote these checks, they were looking for quite the return on their investment, weren't they?
Well,
they got it.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to use a Scarface analogy. No, not Scarface. I'm going to use a Godfather analogy. You know, when your boy was like, you know one thing? We always made money for our partners. Okay, see, that's Dame Dash.
Yeah.
That's Dame Dash. That's other people that are coming up. Ebro Darden's the next topic as well. He another one. Mm. He can talk a lot of shit he wants. Okay, him and Chuck D got into it. Okay? But he's the type of motherfucker who's always going to be employed. I don't give a fuck if it's Clear Channel, Emmis, Westwood. Because you know why? He always makes money for his partners.
Overseer.
Officer.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what makes Dame Dash, the only thing that makes Dame Dash, and it does ring hollow, I will agree. It does ring hollow that Dame Dash is coming out and getting at niggas now because he's no longer part of that inner circle.
Well, no, let's go back then too, though,
yeah, but still, the point is now, Funk Flex said it right. Yo, this nigga is blackballed.
Yeah, he is.
This nigga's blackballed, okay? And now, maybe he's upset about it. Now, what he's trying to do... This is where I would get at Dash. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is where I'm going to get at Dash. Okay, yeah, you wanted to fuck with niggas like Currency. You wanted to fuck with, you know, mid-level cats you thought would blow. If you really into this hip-hop shit, niggas, start at the bottom. There's plenty of unknown fire spitters that you can bring up. If you really about this shit. So I'm getting good. That. Yeah, but it sounds good. But you know Dash, and you know he's trying to get paid.
Everybody in the thing is trying to get paid, dude.
So anyway.
Again, them dudes that wrote the check was trying to get paid.
And the next topic is Chuck D says that Hot 97, that whole shit looks like a sloppy fiasco. You know, that Summer Jam shit.
That Lupe's brother.
That whole shit is whack. Ebro Darden act like he had something to say. And this is Ebro Darden. Ebro Darden is 50% fake outrage. Of course he's going to get on the radio and get on Twitter and try to get at Chuck D. Sneak this the shit out of Buckshot talking about if Chuck D need a promo, he know me. Chuck D, you need a promo. You know me, fam. You know me, fam. Call up. Just get a promo. Just like Buckshot had to do with his sneakers.
Whoa.
Just sneak this the shit out of Buckshot, okay? Yeah. But Ebro Darden, another one. Ebro, Rosenberg. I done said this shit a long time ago. Somebody wrote us talking about fucking Rosenberg is not Funk Flex's boss and all this other shit, okay? Chickens is coming home to roost now, my nigga.
You know what I've noticed? That all these niggas at Hot 97 seem to have gone to the same school of art. They all talk the same. They all extra dramatic.
That's Ebro. That's that Ebro, though.
Funk Flex.
That's that Ebro.
They all have that extra dramatic talk. 50 and sound like they really want to get at a motherfucker.
Not getting at no motherfucking body. Look, look. This is 50% outrage. This is 50% fake outrage. This is what you do. Okay, they not really fucking outraged about this shit. It's fake.
Of course.
The other half of that shit is incredulous. Because you know what they all do? You know what they all do? They all have the same traits. Ebro has it. Funk Flex has it. You know what I'm saying? Lior. Every last one of them, they all know what real hip-hop is.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the ability to turn their fucking ears off.
No, that ain't it. They got the ability to look at their account when they get their payday on
that.
Is all that matters.
Exactly.
Yep, that's if you paying, I'm playing.
As he said, he changed.
No doubt.
To get that money.
Funk Flex said, I changed to stay relevant. Okay?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ebro Darden changed to stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? Rosenberg and all them niggas, yo, all them motherfuckers, they know what hip-hop is.
Oh, yeah.
Every last one of them motherfuckers know what hip-hop is. But they will not represent it because they can't sell it. Matter of fact, they won't sell it.
But that's the
and then they
problem,
will
dude.
Call you Swervin and you, Kurt G, broke-ass losers because you can't adjust.
Dang.
Motherfuckers better start packing. Motherfuckers better start digging up some ASAP Rocky, niggas.
Wow.
Tiger, Big Sean, Steve Chief. Big them niggas up. Then you gonna get paid.
I just don't see it happening, though.
I don't know, B.
I can't do it. That ain't my lane.
Don't do it. Ass nuts. That's hilarious.
The black plantation overseer is called a driver. Drivers were slaves themselves. A driver might be convinced by the master to manage the other slaves for better food and better privileges. The drivers were usually hated by the rest of the slaves. These feelings often led to violence.
Well, I ain't trying to be no asshole.
We still talking about Ebro and them?
That's just the definition of the plantation overseer called the driver.
I said to Kurt, though, that I don't see that Dame just ending it right there.
No, Dame's going to continue to go in on nigga.
Dame has the same trait as those niggas.
Right.
Where he's extra dramatic.
And
so
it's
he's
unfortunate.
Go in the same way.
And it's unfortunate there's a 2-hour show on Combat Jack where Dame is going right back at Flex. I didn't get a chance to hear it.
Oh, Combat Jack and dudes behind us on stitches?
Yes, those niggas.
Oh, talking about the sneak dissing.
Nah, there ain't no sneak. Ain't no sneak.
Oh, that was his.
Hey, you can just look at it week to week, my nigga.
Eventually it might catch us, but anyway.
Exactly. No doubt. So anyway.
Competition.
That's all it is, no doubt. Anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, more racist rumors. Justin Bieber goes in on the N-word, or I should say nigra.
Woodchuck.
Didn't now, I say that everybody want to be a nigga?
Everybody
get caught being a nigga.
Now we got white kids calling themselves niggas.
Now he's about to be done with all that. He's about to go straight to the tie, dude.
Yo, check this out, yo. But the thing of it is, forget about Beaver saying the word nigga. I don't care about that. I'm dead ass with you. What's funny to me is the plethora. Your boy Mayweather. Your boy Mayweather.
What now?
All them
what
motherfuckers.
Now, B?
Your boy Mayweather. All the motherfuckers that cash money. Raymond Usher, all kinds of motherfuckers running to this nigga. He is a nigga. I'm sorry.
Well, he won't be for long.
Running to his defense. Now,
Usher's trying to protect his check.
Well, check this out. So anyway, the guy who was trying to extort your boy Beaver, you're saying he got more tapes. Now, trust me when I tell you, if he unload a half dozen tapes and this nigga on that Donald Sterling, we gonna see every last one of these niggas
here's
start
the
running
difference.
For cover. Oh,
here's
really?
The difference.
Okay, explain it.
15. It ain't right, but he's a little dumbass
nigga.
Oh, okay. No doubt.
You don't think if Beaver is a continuing every other day on motherfucking Instagram, you got Beaver on some anti-nigga machine shit?
First of all, have you seen him lately?
Nah.
He's a nigga.
Anything short of this nigga throwing up the Heil Hitler sign with a swastika on his back,
it don't matter.
He ain't going nowhere.
He'll be in the ring with Mayweather. He'll be out there hanging with all them other cats. And
I tell you
what it is.
Well, I can't wait. If in fact there is more tapes, I can't wait to see every last one of them niggas run for cover for protecting that nigga and standing up for him. I can't wait.
I don't know what's gonna happen. He already said that there's tapes and he's sorry. He hit him with the whole Jimmy Swagger beat.
Yeah, it's over. No. Anyway, so Kurt G is about to get out of here, so he's got the albums of the week. Go in, nigga.
All right, this week we got Huss Kingpin, Cognac Spaceship, that joint flavor.
Oh, I'll be listening.
Rome's Cuts, and Hobo Truffles presents Ode to Ghana, which is going to be your instrumental joint.
Why can't Dame Dash just do what you just did?
Because Dame Dash is about that cake.
Oh, okay. Anyway, quickly, want to give a shout out to Leon X, who last week became a daddy. So
yeah,
congratulations.
No,
we want to definitely get a shout out. Leon X, no doubt. And Atticus Bojangles said, real quick, what's your thoughts on question mark asylum? What, are you ain't up? You know what? When I get time to find the CD and the vinyl, I'm going to have E. Color take a picture and post that shit on Instagram. Atticus, don't come at me with that,
Atticus,
son.
Be bullshitting, but he better get ready to get that crab bomb ready over there, Jerry.
That's true. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And quickly, this is just me and E. Color left in some last minute shit. Busta Rhymes hit with a hefty tax lien. Busta Rhymes owes Uncle Sam exactly $789,000.
That's a lot of money for a regular nigga like me.
In 2008, this goes all the way back in '06. Busta Rhymes didn't pay $600,000 in taxes. A year later, well, they're saying in 2012, he failed to pay another $178,000 in taxes. Yo, these niggas are saying fuck paying taxes.
No, B, I don't think that's what it is. I honestly think people don't realize that the record label is not—it's not like you work at McDonald's, B. You don't get a check with that FICA and all that stuff already written on there. You get
really?
A big-ass check, and then you have to do the business.
Wow.
You don't get to spend all that.
Wow, really?
And people just don't know.
Damn.
You sign that I-9 means you got to pay the taxes, B.
Why the labels don't take out that shit?
Why? Because it ain't to their benefit. Their benefit is to give away the biggest check they can get, then they can write shit off.
I got you.
It's easy to find this business out, but people don't. That's why again and again and again, these names keep coming up. These people owing all this money. He might know now, but he didn't know back then.
Right. Wow.
But he should have had the right attorney.
No doubt. So anyway, before we get out of here, quickly, we want to give a shout out. We did two interviews last week.
Yeah, we did. That was crazy.
And we did, go ahead, tell them who the cat was.
We was messing with them dudes up there at WNYU, 89.1 FM, Dharmic X and Peter Oasis.
So we want to give a shout out to them. They invited us to New York to get on the air live, and we will do that.
But wasn't it cool interviewing Skyju and Tori?
Exactly, and they granted us the privilege, although I didn't know they was going to do that.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Have us just get on with Skyju and Tori, and so we interviewed, and then... It was crazy, yo. We was live on the air in New York City, so just Hip Hop Digest, trying to make some moves and shit.
No doubt. Even the recap show.
No doubt.
Queen Mean and Big B.
Big B.
It was funny because when I listened to the show, you know, after, you know, of course, I listened to more than just our interview, but near the end, they still, you know, there was still more and more because, you know, she sent me some text messages and I told her, she asked me about a favorite type of music besides hip hop. And you know, my palette is all over the place. But the one at that moment I told her was you know, 70s rock and stuff like that from AM Gold Radio, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I put yours out there, which is house music, which was no secret because you said it.
Oh yeah, I'm a house
time.
Head, no doubt.
But see, y'all got any more questions? Send them on. We'll answer the questions.
Yo,
it's social media flow.
Yeah, it's your boy King Killer. I'm nobody's star, so I find it a little bit intimidating to be interviewed. You know what I mean? I have an opinion, but that's about it.
Yeah, we giggling like shit after it was over.
No doubt. So anyway, if that's it, that's all. Another digest.
Yeah, that is it. And so again, let me just put this out there also. We got a new angry intern email. So if you really want to get your song heard, listened to, with a real opinion, and that's all it is, an opinion, then send your track to angryintern@hiphopdigestshow.com.
Word?
Yes, sir.
Jeff really?
Yeah, Jeff is the angry intern now.
Wow. So he all that shit you get an email, you're sending it to
forwarding
Jeff.
That shit on, G. Word to Jeff. Yeah, yeah. And also, I think next week or the week after, I'm not sure, but we got a Bulgari Black
yes,
on it, right?
Bulgari Black is coming
up. I had to give him a new name, B.
What?
I had to give him a Hip Hop Digest name. He is the archivist. Because anytime somebody on damn Twitter says something about a show or something, they want to reference something we said or whatever, this dude is like, oh, it's that's show number 724, not 7, because we ain't 7 yet, but
right.
That's number 301, that's number 213. I mean, he just pulls these joints out, B. So
oh, shit.
He's forever
okay.
Bulgari Black, the archivist.
The National Archive has been appointed.
There it is.
Bulgari Black.
No doubt.
So anyway,
on that...
We're gone.
I need some more of that damn Golden Monkey, B.
Oh, I need that. Peace.
Local beer.
Peace.
Stylish crew, that's true. Ain't nobody lied to you. Confirmation, we set it off live in booths. Tribal truth, God in the youth. Mistake not, you niggas playing rock. We like strains of pot, baby scotch. Doors unlocked, welcome home. It's been a while since you heard shit to get you in the zone. Shit to make you flip cell phones. Like, listen to this. Why your shit ain't sewn? Missing a stitch. Your shit ain't heading home cause you missing a pitch. Knuckle read the script, stick to it. Stick to it. Shit got high but no head to it. Yeah. Sound needs underground steam. B-boy knuckles crowd around me. Rhyme library, connect fly willies. No tricking on titties, highs and middies. Ride through the slime and city slide committee. Knuckles sound trash with a pity. Y'all ain't worth a pretty penny. Simmons tail, Hennessy and gingerbread hung by nail. Obscure for the impure. Abnormality, majestic wizardry. She's soft to kill me. History and no monogamy. FWBs, friends with Bennies. Long live the legacy. I gave too much energy. Let it be. We'll be right back.
time you hear this, I would have probably made it to the top. Never stop pursuing greatness, that's my motto, with an Asian motto complimenting me on my cadence. I'm just trying to convince her to accompany me to Vegas, yeah. You work hard, live a little, be young again. Smile at them slackers, cause babe, you ain't as dumb as Sam. They was busy doing nothing, you was grinding on them. You came from nothing, now you Cinderella shining on them. I'ma cop you that slipper to make you dinner and order a couple strippers while you tugging on my zipper. Fuck, this liquor's giving me the urge to go diving. You're like a river, but your water's clearer than Hawaii. Vulgar tendencies, cruel bitches ain't meant for me. New bitches, I love them as long as we have chemistry. Yeah. I respect your energy, I connect with you mentally. But most of all in a bed, you give me that remedy. I'm mixing Henny with some spicy ass chicken strips. Finger licking food, and hell yeah, I like my women thick. 5'11s, yeah. I ain't strictly on that denim shit. By looking at me, you never know I spit venom, bitch. And say I fail cause I don't look like a rapper, I don't talk like a rapper, but most of these dudes act as shit. I ain't worried about appealing to a bunch of civilians. Y'all don't have to like it, but you'll feel it for real. Cause I kill it when I'm spilling my emotions on a track. These haters steady hoping that I crack. Man, you're whack, fall back like 1,000 feet. I ain't even hit my prime and you motherfuckers about to peak. Fuck talking about all the rappers I'm about to eat. I got a chip on my shoulder from those who doubted me. I love you, Dad, without you this wasn't possible. I'm my father's prodigal son, dodging the obstacles. I'm defying science and everything that is logical. Grind is undeniable, my goal is to inspire you. What the fuck can you tell me? I'm young and healthy, on the way to being wealthy, and ain't nobody else. Self-made, self-made.
So claustrophobic, twin strands of haze to the face got me orbit. Forged in iron ore, I'm a child of the universe. Raised in a land of either or, gave my more to receive my less. Mama was an angel, I believe I'm blessed. Say what's on my mind, get it off my chest. Waking up in cold sweat, voices in my head, had to cut them dreads. Looking in the mirror, all the suffering. I need my precious, she wanna fucking ring. The story of my life still buffering. Silent screams, suffering kings. Cycle repeats over, over, and over, and over again. Over and over again. I'm still holding on to my dreams.
The 360s become 720s, the cycle continues. The 360s become 720s, the cycle continues.
I came to the realism, diabetes and alcoholism has chiseled down my family structure. Stress, high blood pressure, make your heart rupture. Healthy people eat organic, we eat whatever we can get for cheap. And trust a company that can get us deep. Beat the science, if you manage to escape the violence. We kill ourselves off with our diets and bad habits. Bad habits is hard to break, but when you're broke, bad habits get you through the heartbreaks. Eat, drink, smoke to ease the heart aches. But in the long run, still your heart aches. Cirrhosis of the liver and your kidneys break down. I seen this over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. But anyways, eat, drink, and be merry. I'm just thinking out loud cause somebody near me was on a deathbed and it was in my head. So I wish you good health and take care of yourself.
The 360s become 720s, the cycle continues. The 360s become 720s, the cycle continues.
One man smiles, one man smirks. One man's heart hurts, one man's tear jerks. Woman's nightmare, her friends feel her. Children's dreams crushed, hard to heal them. One man waiting, one man wielding. One guy waiting, a woman's patience. Old man wait, I can't take this. 6 o'clock news boss, a woman rapist. One man hates himself so much. He keep drinking but he's shitting blood.
couldn't figure out what the difference was between joy and pain until shit got rough. One gets up, the other one lays down. Shorty so fresh, coolest kid on the playground. Growing up and he hating now. Crabs in the barrel, everybody trying to make it out.
The 360s become 720, the cycle continues. The 360s become 720, the cycle continues.
Version of tissues forming organisms like particles splitting a volatile. Be wary of me, the spawn of the sun and the earth. Reborn on hollow ground, messed around and open up a goddamn portal spitting. They call me beastie because I'm greasing rappers on their turf and plot revolts. They'll quote me later, say I hardly spoke because I'm a quiet assassin with passion for fire. Blaze the trails and leave the victims catching breath inside the smoke. This the revival of that fiber rap, Harlem City, epitome of street survival rap, hard and gritty. A law's math with a swag you can't master. Cast from the blast of the Elohim, God is with me. I spark fear in their hearts with 50,000 watts of light beams from out the deepest chasms of the darkness. These first I leave my mark and they say they can't mark it. But these is gemstones, bezel cut, lane and gold copper. Language so proper, I enunciate the doctrine. Taking converts, you wonder why my name is so popular. I came from a jungle made of concrete and conflict. Ligers and them tigers and them bears held us hostage. Where I learned the difference between authentic and imposters. Where I turned my sentences to loaded guns and cocked them. There I stayed alone, beware sinisters and monsters. Now I'm plaguing fingers in the center of a mosh pit. I'm the center of your conscience, the black dot, honey skin, the pinnacle of progress. The future of music look brighter than the solar flare. I'm blacker than Garvey, you whiter than the polar bear. Hold it there, you don't want a saucer with the holy veil. Box the crowd and leave my mic the artifacts, holy grail. Matter of fact, you can call me the prophet. I'm probably Drew Ali incarnate, so stop it. This is a letter to them veterans and brolic ninjas who fought blood wars, shots leading bodies crippled. I'm trying to catch them before they end up as a homie victim. Guess you call me pastor, saving cats with the phonic system. They gonna block me cause I'm not like these regular broads. Speak revelations off the top like I'm channeling God. Am I my sister's keeper, bell hooks and Audre Lorde? Ask about me, I protect the goddess with katana swords. I'm type ill like I'm typhoid, no vaccine. You a hypochondriac, I live rap, you practicing. I break rules like white boys in courtrooms. Where that crack of George at, the bounty something that make moves. I'm sort of the rapper, the half the game been waiting on. The other half is waiting to see who next they hating on. But it don't matter cause I'm bred tough in carbon form. Give you plus lessons, then you see how knowledge gone. Ha, ha.
An old hand brought to you by the 9MM. I turned on channel 31 and saw a young dumb brother who was strung and hung on fame like a gold chain. Don't know his name, but his rhymes were lame. Trying to play Superman looking like Lois Lane. So soft, I watched him fall off. The type of guy that wouldn't make it up north. When his records went gold, he was acting real bold. Now his records ain't shit, and he's MC old stuff. The cream puff. No time for his rhyming up is enough. Nobody wants to hear him rhyme anymore, and nobody wants to see him on tour. He fell off, smack dead on his butt, like he was hit with a Tyson uppercut. He played all the people that he knew, now he's through, now the people that he knew play him too. Like Lotto, a beer that you pour out the bottle. Nobody wants to see me as his new model. His head got swollen from the fame, that everybody doesn't remember what's his name. That big head jerk that's out of work, your homeboy, you better get life alert.
You're falling, you can't get up. You said I'm falling and I can't get up.
We're all in.
Yeah.
That's alright, cause now Brenda weighs 300 pounds. I used to think she was real major, until I saw her 100 pork chops later. She fell off quick. It wasn't drugs, it was harmony grits. I'm not saying this so her feelings get hurt, but that's what you get when you treat people like dirt. I'm not trying to diss fat girls everywhere, just that one bike short ripping overweight nightmare. So listen up, Mrs. Big Stuff, next time you won't play so mean and rough, cause I'll be there to spread the dirt. Yo, baby, you better get life alert. L-L-I-N, forward. Who's the man with the master plan? Washing windows, eating out the garbage can. He got a PhD, but he can't see past the white lines, and now he's giving shoe shines. He fell off like a parachute full of bricks, cause bad habits and money don't mix. Used to drive a BMW at one time, he lost his mind, he's pumping gas for a dime. We call him Humpty Dumpty, he fell real easy. Concrete bed, best friends are squeezy. Used to be a basketball high school hero. 10 for 10, he went straight to zero. All the girls that used to want him, they don't want him no more. They saw him at McDonald's scrubbing the floor. He fell off and he stayed on his butt. I saw him in the park fighting a squirrel for a nut. Slade, he used to have it made. Now he's walking around in a 24-7 parade with a big old hole in his shirt. Wake up stupid and get life alert. You allow yourself to fall off, dumb as a bird who decides to fly north. What was you thinking when you was living foul? Don't say who, you ain't no owl. I'm talking to the rapper Brenda and the fly guy. Tried to diss me when you rocked your suit and tie, but he who last laughs is the one with the best smirk. And all I gotta say is get life alert.
Get up.